The gist for the IBS surprise, mast cells not the main culprit, and introducing the nociplastic disease club, MECFS, fibromyalgia, IBS, long COVID, etc. Not only is irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, present in chronic fatigue syndrome, MECFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID, but it's also part of a family of disorders that also includes chronic pelvic pain, interstitial cystitis, migraine, chronic low back pain, and people with many autoimmune diseases. These are all called nociplastic disorders. Nociplastic disorders occur when clear physical causes haven't been found that could cause the symptoms, such as pain, poor sleep, fatigue, cognitive issues, and mood problems, found in them. With their similar symptom presentation, MECFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID are all considered part of the nociplastic family of disorders. Researchers have been digging deeper into the gut tissues and are making progress. For over 15 years, IBS researchers have been taking biopsies of the colon, then spinning them in a centrifuge to separate the liquid or supernatant. Then they expose gut neurons to the supernatant and watch as, bang, the neurons go off like rockets, spewing out electrical signals that produce pain and other symptoms. This study assessed the role mast cells play in IBS by exposing the supernatant from IBS patients, patients with a mast cell disorder called mastocytosis, and healthy controls to the nerves in the gut. It also determined if the entire gut is involved in MECFS. Despite the fact that all the IBS and mastocytosis patients experience the same symptoms, such as bloating, diarrhea, and abdominal pain, only the supernatant from the gut biopsies of the IBS patients sent the gut nerves through the roof. The authors also concluded that IBS was caused by a general phenomena found throughout the gut. They did not find increased numbers of mast cells in the biopsies of the IBS patients, nor did they find any evidence of increased mast cell degranulation or histamine levels. They concluded that mast cells are not involved in nerve activation and proposed that proteases, enzymes that break down proteins, are the main problem in IBS. While factors like histamine from mast cells and serotonin play a role in IBS, it's the proteases that appear to set them off. It appears that in IBS, nerve activation in the gut activates vagal nerves situated outside the spinal cord in the dorsal root ganglia. The DRG, dorsal root ganglia, is a central gathering place where sensory signals get sent to the central nervous system and DRB activation is found in fibromyalgia. From there, the central nervous system activation spreads to cause symptoms like widespread pain, fatigue, sleep, cognitive, and mood problems. It's become clear that protease-driven protein breakdown in the gut is helping to set it off, and that provides an opportunity. One review called protease inhibition one of the most promising novel therapeutic strategies to explore in IBS, but warned that more work is needed to identify the specific proteases involved. Because proteases appear to set IBS off, efforts are underway to find a way to inhibit them via gut flora modification, next-generation probiotics, fecal transplants, and drugs. With their wide range of symptoms, nociplastic diseases have been assumed to be primarily central nervous system disorders. This present study suggests IBS is also a nervous system disease as well, but begun by an abnormal activation of the gut neurons. In a recent interview, chronic pain researcher Daniel Claw, coming up, suggested that a different kind of inflammation called neurogenic, or nerve-associated inflammation, is in play in these diseases. Something similar may have shown up recently when fibromyalgia researchers found that immune cells called neutrophils, taken from fibromyalgia patients, attacked the sensory nerves in fibromyalgia mice. The starting point in nociplastic diseases like MECFS and long COVID is less clear, as no specific tissues appear to be affected, i.e., they seem more like, at least from this vantage point, purely central nervous system disorders. Progress is being made in understanding what's going on in nociplastic disorders, though, and will be explored in future blogs. For now, it's good to know that ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID belong to a larger category of nociplastic diseases. A breakthrough in one could benefit all.